From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
This is going to be a fun show, as opposed to all the rest. Always fun. And today, actually, coming up later in the show, we're going to actually run through some of the more late afternoon, evening opportunities you have for the National Day of Prayer. So stay with us for that. In the meantime, if you can't stay with us, go to nationaldayofprayer.org. And whether you're listening in Clovis at 90.7 FM at Cannon Air Force Base, or in Portales, 93.5 FM, 88.1 FM in Las Cruces, just go to the website at nationaldayofprayer.org, and it'll be easy to find what they've done there. And they actually are not only trying to find somewhere where to participate, but topics for prayer, some of which we want to throw out to you. Would you please continue to pray for the KLYT listener trip currently in Uganda? And if you haven't been to our Facebook page, we've posted some updates that Clay Schroff and Deborah from Called Christians have provided. But they're doing some prison ministry. They've done some things on the Called Christians campus. They're going to various villages and sharing the love of Christ. And then on Saturday, they have an evangelistic event, kind of like a stadium event in Jinja. Prayer support for that is greatly appreciated. You can still give towards it financially by going to klyt.fm, and you'll see, actually what you'll see is the handout that they were giving people in Jinja. You click on that, and it'll give towards, you know, a one-time gift or a recurring gift towards the mission efforts in Jinja. Okay, so later in the hour, Bible Mission Global Executive Director for the USA, John Sondager, is going to join us in studio for an update as well. Right now in studio with us, Liz Silva, along with Mary Siegel with Jeremiah's Place. Liz with her husband, Gil, the founders and directors of Jeremiah's Place. And Mary Siegel, Mary, you're on the board, is that right?
I am.
All right, and a participant.
Yes.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing more about all the things happening at Jeremiah's Place. And Liz, well, welcome, first of all. Liz is like family. We've known Liz a long time, right?
Yes. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Happy anniversary. Liz, Jeremiah's Place. We show up there. We're not necessarily going to, you know, meet a guy named Jeremiah. There's a reason for the name, right?
Oh, absolutely. We actually contemplated the name, and a lot of prayer went into it because we do have a son named Jeremiah.
I know.
Now, he was in favor of it all along. Can you imagine that? A lot of people come up to us and say, why didn't we name it Jessica's Place? Because our daughter has Down syndrome, and that is the main reason that we felt we needed this. So we really prayed about it, and it's out of the verse, Jeremiah 29:11. And this is when God put his people into captivity. And he told them, you're going to be here a long time, so learn how to live. Get married, you know, have children. This is it. So we felt that we're all in Jeremiah's place if we kind of we're captive in our bodies.
Yeah.
So we have our challenges and stuff. So we still got to learn how to live.
Right.
You know, and so that's the main thing
Know that we have a future and a hope.
And a hope. Praise God for that.
And not some whimsical hope, is it? It's a confident expectation in what our Savior has prepared for us.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's really cool. And let me say, I've known Jessica, at least 20 years?
At least.
Yeah. And I can't think of her without me smiling. One, she is just the sweetest gal. I'm sure she gets sad. I can't think of a time I've seen her without a smile or be excited. She's just a joy to be around. Okay, so that kind of lets us know a little bit about the history. When was that, by the way, that you started Jeremiah's Place?
The facility we're at, we've been there for going on 8 years.
Okay, speaking of which, we're talking about at Grace Church on San Antonio. And you actually had some good news, I thought, the other day. On the website, by the way, says Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Let's dispel that myth right now.
Oh, yeah. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we are totally full. Yeah. And we're not accepting any more applications for that. And we just open up Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
So that's a huge thing for us. So now we're 5 days a week.
Okay. And then for those, what's the philosophy and the idea behind Jeremiah's Place?
It's a learning center. And we teach a lot of living skills. You can pop in at any time.
I'm going to pull her in.
It's living skills. So we do cooking and we do baking and we have a lot of different type of classes. We do bring in science. We have a chemistry. We have anatomy when we're teaching about the body. We do dissect. We just finished dissecting, the heart. So we buy hearts for every student.
So student, okay. And I want to go in more in depth in some of these activities, maybe in our second segment. Who are the students? What would qualify you to? Is there an application or, you know, what students are you looking for? Looking for students with specific disabilities or disabilities in general?
We take all different abilities.
Okay.
And
all different abilities and disabilities.
Okay. It's mainly disabilities.
Okay.
It's, you know, when we have, what is that called? I can't think of the intellectual disabilities.
Yeah.
As far as a cognitive level of understanding things?
Yes.
Okay. And now, Mary, what drew you to Jeremiah's Place?
Well, I'd known Liz for many, many years, but we were just in passing and here and there, and Special Olympics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so we were in our own program, and then she told me she was doing a small group at nights. So Lindsay started going out there, Lindsay is my daughter.
Okay.
And she's 31, same age.
Okay.
They're really close in age.
Now, Jeremiah's Place then, too, I'm kind of getting the vibe. This is post-high school, right?
Yes. You have to be out of high school or 18 to be able to participate in Jeremiah's Place. Jeremiah's Place is a learning center, so it's an extension after high school.
Okay.
Where they can continue learning and growing and just learning their skills.
Okay. Okay. And I interrupted you, Mary.
That's okay. No, we just, the pandemic came.
Yeah.
And we talked to Liz and we go, can she switch from hers to yours, to her program? Because they did Zoom the whole time. So they never stopped. And what was good about Lindsay is the Zoom helped her do everything. So when she went back, she excelled even I can't even tell you how much.
Yeah.
So
not only, now tell me how receptive was she to this new program, Jeremiah's Place?
Well, she will wants to be with them more than us. My husband and
I. Oh, you might feel that way.
But that's okay. She's 30. She's going to be 31 pretty soon, and she loves them, and I'm good with it. I mean, it's like my feelings are hurt a little. No, they're not. We love it, and they're a blessing. Everything is, the Lord is good. So
and
good.
It's funny because she says them. We're talking about a team.
Yeah,
we have
an
amazing team.
Yeah,
they
absolutely
have a love and a passion for this community, which is sometimes it can just become a job to some people, and it's not. This is a ministry that reaches out to the special needs community to be able to serve and to help and grow.
I have to imagine there's stories. Maybe you have your own stories of feeling isolated and alone, and I'm the only one, you know, dealing. You knew that wasn't the case, but it can feel that way. And what have you seen happen as families. You know, we're talking about adults with disabilities, but their, you know, their immediate family has to be impacted.
You know, like I said, I've been to many programs with my daughter. We've tried many different ones, and I'll tell you, when you get one like this with Jeremiah's place, with her son Jimmy, is Lindsay listens to him more than anybody in the world.
Yeah. Now Jimmy's one of the teachers now, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's actually going to be taking our space.
And now Jimmy's grown married now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I've known Jimmy, man, since he was probably before he was 10.
Well, you know? and all of them
before
are,
he was
yeah.
born.
Yeah.
And all of them are like so awesome. I mean, I can name the Shoney. We got Jesse. We got
Joshua.
Yeah, Joshua's awesome. Yeah. She loves him. And they're just like this, man.
Well, I'm glad that you're encouraged. Now, I'm saying that because I imagine it's possible there's someone listening who either knows a family that is isolated mm-hmm. and doesn't have that engagement that you would find at Jeremiah's place, maybe doesn't ever have respite that's needed. Are these things that are addressed?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And especially after pandemic. So many agencies closed.
Yeah.
You know, right. The availability has been really slim.
Now, are most of the agencies nonprofit organizations?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
So, some of them private?
They could be private. They could be...
Or government?
Be. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe state.
Okay. Right. But here's Jeremiah's place. And like Mary said, during the pandemic, you were doing this via Zoom.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Unbelievable Zoom. I can't even tell you. They did so many projects in front of that little computer.
Yeah.
And amazing. During pandemic, let me touch on that a little bit. We invited, some of it was lifted, and we were able to get a couple of students in. We actually had our teachers teach them at home. We brought him into my house and we went to the backyard, social distancing, of course, and then be able to teach them, and they weren't able to help them. I said, stick your hands in your pocket and just speak the directions.
Yeah.
And because that's what we had to learn, how to teach virtually and stuff. And we said, okay, how can we say that differently? Because that didn't come out the way that it should have, you know? So they do take the time.
Well, it's really funny. I have one story though.
We're doing Zoom. I want to hear this perfect.
So they have this science board that I went nuts over. So they're Zooming, right? And I hear the one teacher go, the mom is doing it. I go, I can't help it. It was so cool. They put together this thing and I was just in heaven.
Say good job, Dad.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you're blessed. And I do hope someone that's listening again who maybe feels isolated, maybe has been in programs and wasn't satisfied with where they were. This is an opportunity. Now, let's talk about the practical way for someone who is listening and, you know, hey, I know someone or we need to be connected here. What are the steps to take?
Call for an interview.
Okay.
Unfortunately, not everybody can get in. One, we have limitations on the numbers we can take, of course, but also we never want to stress any of our students out. We want to grow them, we want to stretch them, but there's just some things that it would stress them out rather than help them. So those are the things that we kind of look at and see how that works and see if they're a good fit, because we want them to feel that they're growing, that they're excited and being there.
Now, I have to imagine that having done this for a little while, And if you're interviewing students, and like you said, sometimes they're not a fit, that you're probably a good resource as far as, well, if we're not a fit here, where's our next step? Where's another place we can go?
Absolutely.
So that's something people can do.
And absolutely. We have a list of, like I said, a lot of the agencies have closed. And a lot of them are not taking very many because it's hard for them to get employees to come and help you know, because you have that student student teacher ratio that you should be able to.
Yeah,
do.
And now Monday and Wednesday and Fridays are filled, but Tuesday and Thursdays now
we have spots.
There's some availability. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me throw this out from the contact page at jeremiahsplacenm.org.
Yes.
Okay, and let me give that website again because someone maybe wasn't listening. Jeremiah's Place,
New Mexico,
nm.org. And the email is jeremiahsplacenm@comcast.net. The office phone number is 505-717-2352. Here's the office number again, 505-717-2352. And there's a cell number here. Is that still?
It's mine. Okay. Yes.
505-710-8154. But you really should reach out if you need some information. We're not done. We got plenty. We're going to go to a break. Mm-hmm. But I want to come back and talk about in more detail some of these activities. Because I imagine as we go through some of these activities, there may be some great stories. you know, and if not, that's okay. We can make them up. All right. Coming up in just a minute, we'll be back with more Jeremiah's Place on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us. We're in the middle of a conversation with Liz Silva, one of the founders and directors with her husband, Gil, of Jeremiah's Place, and a board member, Mary Siegel's in studio with us as well. If you just tuned in, Jeremiah's Place in Albuquerque is a facility, but it's a program. I don't like the word. It's a family. It's a family of families that get together with special need adults. So it's really designed for 18 and over, and it's post high school activities to continue education. Actually, before we went to break, I gave the contact information. I'm going to give that again because one of the numbers I gave is actually a fax. I'm not going to give that again. The email is jeremiahsplacenm@comcast.net. Here's the phone number to call, 505-710-8154. That's the number you'll want to call. Don't call it now because it'll ring in the studio. 505-710-8154. And the question I had, Liz, was, you know, someone's listening and they want to get a student application done. Real easy to do. Go to the website, jeremiahsplacenm.org. One of the choices at the top of the page, forms, click on that, and then JP student application and go for it, and then contact the organization. And I'm guessing... Do you, after an application, do you go through an interview process?
Yes,
then?
We do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One of the things I wanted to talk about, and this is going to hopefully, I just expect this has got to be a ton of fun. One of the things we didn't mention before we go on to the activities, we touched on the support that's found, the support system, not only from Jeremiah's Place, but I have to imagine there's lifelong friendships being developed as these families meet together.
The family connections. We know every single family that's in there.
Yeah.
Gil and I connect with every single, and that we're pretty adamant about that. Our team knows every family that's in there. And we can basically reach out and say, hey, what do you think about this? How will they do this? And this way we can eliminate some of the stress that we know that might be coming up on either a project or a field trip or things that we're doing. So it's important to us to have those connections, to feel that we can reach out to every family member and just have a conversation.
Yeah.
And we know each other.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. You mentioned the field trips. It's actually at the end of my list, but you mentioned it, so let's go there. One of the activities you do, and you have some planned, actually, it seemed like at least quarterly or three times, you know, three different seasons through the year. And under spring and summer, some of the activities you've done in the past, and I'm curious if this is planned for this spring and summer, the Albuquerque Biopark, Explora, and Natural History Museum. Are those all things that are going to be continued to be visited?
Oh, absolutely. The way I'm a homeschooler. I homeschooled for over 25 years, and it's the only way I know how to teach.
Yeah.
And most of our leaders, let me think, are all past homeschoolers.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do a lot of unit studies. So we connect a lot of our stuff to what we're doing so we can go out there and do our hands-on. So it's huge to us that we make an impact from one to the other and make those connections.
So when you go to the biopark, does that include the zoo, Tingley, and the aquarium and what have you?
Well, we try to only do, like, if we go to the zoo, all we do is stick to the zoo.
Yeah.
And then if we, the way that we create that calendar you're looking at is at the beginning of the year, we have what we call whiteboarding. Uh-huh. And we sit around with all the students that are there. And that whole week, all we do is whiteboard the entire year. The activities they want to do, the outings they want to do, the projects they want to see, some of the classes that they would like to do. And we whiteboard it. And then we go ahead and start plugging those things in throughout the year.
I just saw on the list, I didn't write down winter for my notes, but I'm on the website. This would be one of my favorite things. During the winter, local nursing homes for Christmas caroling.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is so much fun.
You know, one year we were in there and they were doing the caroling and they bake cookies and they do Christmas cards. They sit around in tables and we sign over 150 Christmas cards. Each and every student signed those cards. So as you can see, those stacks are going big and big around. And what we do is we put those gift bags together and we take them out to, we go to about 3 nursing homes through that season during Christmas. And one time they told us to wait because a person was gonna pass. So we were waiting in the hall and because we go caroling down the halls.
Yeah.
And they said, no, no, no. They want to hear the students singing.
I remember that.
This is what they want to hear before they go home.
Yeah.
So our hearts just melted. And, you know, because we didn't tell the students, you know, say, hey, guys, come on in. Mm-hmm. So we went ahead. And during that time, pre-pandemic, we have a student go in and actually into the rooms and give them their gift and their cookies and things like that. So it was such a blessing to know that that particular event that was happening, being ushered home, that's what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I just have to imagine, I mean, not only in that circumstance, but everyone is blessed.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the students from Jeremiah's Place, mm-hmm. their families and teachers that are participating, mm-hmm. and the recipients of, the Christmas caroling. And when I say recipients in the other places, I mean, the staff and, you know, just being around Jessica and seeing pictures, I've seen, you know, her Facebook and with her friends, that just has to be a joy to be around. So I would encourage families that are going through this by themselves to reach out to Jeremiah's Place. I'm going to give the contact information again, and then we'll continue talking about some of these projects and activities that the students are taking part in. If you want to find out more about Jeremiah's Place, you can email jeremiahsplacenm@comcast.net or you can call toll free. It's 505-710-8154. Go to the website for information, jeremiahsplacenm.org. Other activities, you mentioned earlier the dissecting, did you say frogs or?
No, actually hearts.
Okay.
When we're talking, especially during Valentine's Day, uh-huh. they know they get to dissect the heart.
Okay.
Just common and stuff. But they get to pull on those love strings, per se.
Okay.
Or when we're learning about ligaments or about bones or joints, we bring in to dissect those bones to see that bone marrow coming through and how, you know, the bone is developed. So they get to learn quite a bit.
And PE, one of my favorites as a young man. I need to do more of that as an old man. But what kind of stuff do the kids do kids. Well, they do. These are adults, students.
Right. And what happens during a high school, you know, you're so used to all these activities. You got your PE that you have to do and everything going. So we want to make sure that we continue that.
Yeah.
Because as we get older, you know, so does our body. And, you know, for instance, we had one young lady, mid-50s, and just basically she says, I have arthritis. And I go, oh, don't I know it. I feel you. She goes, so I really just need to sit down. And I said, well, that's a good thing. That can help. But walking and getting those you know, joints going is so much better. So let's go for a walk.
My mom's 82 and and might outlive me. I mean, she's in great shape. Mm-hmm. But one of the things she says is, you know, move it or lose it.
Right.
You know?
That's a good one to do.
Yeah.
The more you move, the more you move.
Yeah, that's right.
The less you move, the less you move.
It's so true. And, you know, I see things like nutrition. You know, you're preparing these students to be as independent as they can be. Is that... That's really part of the goal.
Absolutely, because I'm not going to be here forever.
Yeah.
You know, so I need to show Jessica and bring others alongside her because it's not about me.
Yeah. Are you finding the students, teaching the students?
Am I teaching the students?
No, are you students? Like Jessica.
She's a teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a student.
She's a Silva.
A student, yeah.
Yeah, I can just see her. No, this way.
She is.
That is so true.
She is so.
That is so true. And she is a student leader, and we have three student leaders, and they basically get up in front and teaching their peers and helping them through it.
Yeah.
You know, so we're not the ones teaching during PE. A lot of times it's the students teaching in PE, and they're encouraging one another. One young man just turned 31, so he wanted to do 31 push-ups. So everybody was pushing him and praising him, going up and down to be able to do his 31 push-ups.
Yeah.
And he did them.
That's pretty hard, too.
Does Jimmy and Josh keep up with them?
yes. They support them.
Actually, Gil's in pretty good shape.
Yeah, Gil, you know... His bones hurt.
Yeah.
You know, and so do mine. So we praise God for these young leaders.
Well, listen, I am well acquainted with Gil, and I know he worked hard for years and years. Both of you have. This requires a lot of energy and a lot of time and a lot of love, which I know you both have. Some of the other things that the students participate in as far as activities, the performing arts.
Oh, yeah.
How fun must that be?
But the Christmas show was
phenomenal,
unbelievable.
Yeah,
I absolutely was our first one with Lindsay.
Was there a Christmas Carol or was it?
We truly believe that we give what we teach our students is Christmas is the beginning of the resurrection.
Uh huh.
Okay, so that's how we teach on Christmas, you know, and stuff. So we invest in their things that they wear other than the costumes that they make.
The costumes were.
Yeah.
And
angels, beautiful.
We invested in beautiful silver wings. And
it's just amazing.
We got robbed a couple of years ago during pandemic and all the wings were taken. And I said, no, we need them. God's going to provide. He's going to give us better than what we had. So we need them. So we reinvested and bought the wings. But that is the hit of when the host of angels and our students walk into a dark room and the lights are shining and going throughout. Just to imagine those students coming in with those angels' wings and going, it's beautiful. Oh, that is the best
I loved it.
Entry.
Well,
yeah.
Well, listen, my next guest is here and we're going to go to that soon. But I want to, before we let you go, you talked about the Lord is going to provide. And part of the way he does that is through the generous gifts of listeners like the ones that are tuned in today. And that what you can do is go to jeremiahsplacenm.org. And on the website, right at the top of the page, it's real easy to see. You just click on the donate button. And a grant has been provided that goes through the end of March 2024. It's $10,000 grant.
Yeah, it's a matching.
And you know, you've gotten a part of that going already. But the way this grant is set up, if you don't reach the goal, you don't get the match.
Yes.
Between now and the end of March of 2024, Jeremiah's Place needs some assistance this way. And so our listeners know where that is. Well, you're just going to have to come back in and keep us updated.
Oh, definitely. Oh,
nice. Yes.
And we got plenty of stories that we can add.
Yeah. And you know what? I would say it towards the end of the grant opening. I'll say it now. It sounds like you've got about $2,000 raised. Mm-hmm. So if someone's got a $100 gift, as long as you get to the $10,000 total gift for the year, that $100 will be matched. Someone may be listening. It's like, oh, no brainer. I got this. $8,000. Boom. There you go. Could be. Who knows?
Hey, that would be very sweet.
Yeah. Regardless, any gift, whether, you know, and God willing, you'll hit your goal.
Yeah.
Even if not. Any gift between now and then is greatly appreciated. Just go to jeremiahsplacenm.org, and that's where you can give towards the students and what we've been talking about all day. I want to thank Liz and Mary for taking the time to come in. And did I get a commitment? We're going to get at least one of you back?
Oh, yeah. No, that's for sure.
Okay.
But I did forget one teacher. Okay. Amber, sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Now, and if Amber's not listening, you can go to abqconnect.online. Later today, we'll have this show posted where you can download it, share with friends, and what have you. So very good. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.